Franklin Graham, The Hand of God Saved President Trump from Three Assassination Attempts, Not Luck. By Amy Furr on April 27, 2026. Reverend Franklin Graham said Sunday he believes that despite three men trying to kill President Donald Trump, God has a bigger plan. After three assassination attempts, some people say that President Donald J. Trump is one lucky man. I don't think luck has anything to do with it. I believe it is the hand of God. What do you think? He wrote in a social media post. The replies to his comments poured in, with one person writing, "I agree, Franklin. Luck has nothing to do with it. It's the protection and hands of God. This is a spiritual battle and he is redirecting the arrows of the enemy. God is surely watching over him." Another individual replied, while someone else said, "It is God's doing. The angels of the Lord camp around us and protect us," Psalm 34:7. Graham's post came after a gunman opened fire in the vicinity of the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday evening at the Washington Hilton in Washington, D.C. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were seated on stage in the ballroom when loud booms were heard, per Breitbart News. Officers quickly removed the president and first lady to safety as attendees took cover under tables during the police response. Video footage showed the chaotic moments. A U.S. Secret Service agent, who was wearing a bulletproof vest at the time, was shot in the chest. However, when President Trump spoke with reporters following the shooting, he said the agent was doing great. The president also said the incident was a traumatic experience for his wife. "I want to thank the First Lady. That was a rather traumatic experience for her. There was a lot of action taking place up there very quickly. But again, the response time was really incredible," he said. The suspected shooter was identified as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen, who reportedly wrote a manifesto, attended an anti-Trump No Kings protest, and donated to the Democrat fundraising machine known as Act Blue. He also allegedly admitted to police he was targeting administration officials that possibly included President Trump, according to Breitbart News. During his inauguration speech in January 2025, Trump recounted the attacks he had been through and how he has learned a lot along the way. "Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear, but I felt then, and believed even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason," he said, adding, "I was saved by God to make America great again."